This is the city the new mayor of Boston saw when he was growing up as a little boy in the 60s and 70s.
Rather than send me on a bus, they sent me to Catholic school. So I remember walking to school and seeing the school buses pull up surrounded by police cars. Now, the school that I'm talking about was peaceful because it was grammar school, but it was difficult to watch our city get torn apart because of forced busing. And I think a lot of people lost out. But in particular, the young people at that time that went to school, they lost their opportunity for an education. And I still think we're feeling ramifications of that.
Mayor Martin Walsh learned a lot about the limits of government intervention, watching forced school busing for integration in his hometown. As he grew up, he became a labor activist and remains the president of his local union even today. His campaign was a merger of populist politics and his own personal story of recovery. He says today that he faces a city united by the tragic Boston bombing attacks, but still divided by pockets of economic despair.
I think Boston, in some cases, we're a very unified city. Around Marathon Monday, we united around the victims and what happened on that day. But we're also a city of neighborhoods. In some neighborhoods, there's clearly inequality in those neighborhoods, whether it's around education with achievement gaps or it's around opportunities for employment. So as mayor of the city of Boston, in particular, the way I won this race and having support widespread throughout the different neighborhoods in the city of Boston, we have a lot of work to do in some neighborhoods to make sure we create jobs and opportunity while closing that achievement gap.
And, you know, when you think back to this issue of neighborhoods and think about the Boston bombing, a lot of people talked about in the wake of that Boston bombing that the Tsarnaev brothers were just down the street. Nobody really knew what was going on with them. And yet they were on a radicalization track that took place really right down the block. What do you think that says about the vulnerability of people in cities in America? I mean, we obviously don't want to have police on every street corner, but certainly the idea that you come to the United States and become radicalized to the point that you would do something like the Marathon bombing is a frightening commentary.
I think September 11, 2001, our understanding of safety in America changed. Prior to that moment, we really didn't. Well, we had some concerns, I guess, of homegrown terrorists, but we really didn't experience anything on that magnitude. And from that point, you know, in Boston, I know that I certainly never expected Boston to be hit by a terrorist attack by two cowards. However, it did happen. You know, I think that as Americans, we have to be more alert. I think we have to make sure that we pay more attention. And it's not just Boston. I mean, other countries like England and Ireland and around the world have been putting up with this for a long time. So I think it should heighten our awareness to kind of keep an eye on what's going on in our neighborhoods.
What is your reaction to the Tsarnaev trial, which is going to be an extraordinarily important event in your city while you are mayor, and the decision by the Justice Department to pursue the death penalty?
I support Eric Holder's decision on the death penalty. You know, it's his right to the Constitution, and it's one of the tools that the jury will have if they find this person guilty of his crimes on Marathon Monday.
You've talked very openly about your difficulties as a young man and that you're a recovering alcoholic and that in many ways your story has really bonded you with the people of Boston. I'm wondering if the sense of mercy and forgiveness that you've experienced in your own life informs, for instance, your opposition to the death penalty, even in the midst of the Boston bombing story that actually directly addresses the death penalty.
I don't think it affects me in my position on the death penalty, but it certainly affects my position on a whole host of other reasons and issues that did to deal with as mayor of the city of Boston. It gives me strength. Being in recovery gives me a lot of inner strength here and understanding that people make mistakes and people deserve second chances and sometimes third chances. And I think that's important to, as mayor of the city of Boston, to understand and to try, you know, as we move forward here, understand that people do make mistakes. And that's why I wouldn't put in the same category as the death penalty or what happened on Marathon Monday.
But you are opposed to the death penalty as a matter of principle.
Yeah, I've consistently voted against the death penalty for the state law here in Massachusetts since 97.
Is there some inconsistency between the federal government being able to execute someone for a crime in your state and under state law that being prohibited?
No, not at all. I mean, the way the Constitution's written, it allows the opportunity for the state, any state, to do put a law in the books, but they're all superseded by the United States Constitution. Eric Holder, within his rights, had the right to do what he did.
Finally, remind me how long you were a lawmaker in Massachusetts?
16, almost 17 years, 16 and a half years I was a lawmaker, represented the 13th Suffolk District, which is Dorchester, and one precinct in Quincy.
All right. So then you're in a really good position to answer this final question. And this is for all of our listeners around the nation who I think are probably pretty interested in this. Do you get better seats at Fenway as a lawmaker or as the mayor of Boston?
Well, as a lawmaker, we're shut out of those seats.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we have to, I don't know about that. As the mayor of Boston, I'm not sure. The season hasn't started yet. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I just know that the Red Sox did win the World Series, World Championship, so I'm looking forward to seeing them repeat this year.
And, you know, you're being very cautious here. You don't have any particular clout. You got to stand in line with the rest of Bostonians to get into Fenway?
When I was in the legislature, I was the chairman of the Ethics Committee. So, you know, so I'm also very, very up on the ethics laws.
All right. Mayor Walsh, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
Marty Walsh is the new mayor of the city of Boston. What do you think about pursuing the death penalty in that case of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev? Porcher writes on Facebook he should be held accountable for the crimes that he's charged with. If the law that we have states the death penalty, then yes. Ralph says no, it would cost the people more than putting him in the general prison population. What does Carl say? We should also consider that seeking the death penalty is not the same as putting to death. Sometimes a harsh penalty is sought to compel a plea bargain. Perhaps Holder is seeking the death penalty in an effort to get Tsarnaev to plead guilty and receive life in prison. Let's not always assume that those who seek the death penalty actually desire to put someone to death. Good point there, Carl. And you can definitely keep all of that in mind. Weigh in on this by calling us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can post to our Facebook page. And this might be a good opportunity for you to be a part of our listener response network. You can sign up for our texts. You'll get a text a day. We ask you a question that's featured on the next day's program. So your answer to that question might just become part of our on-air conversation. Text the word START to 69866. That's START to 69866.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.